Growers are responding to a global market by now offering a larger variety of fruits and vegetables. But during a recent USDA forum, Kathy Burns with the Produce Marketing Association explained that although they've been striving to create more demand for more fruits and vegetables, it does not seem to be enough for this generation's consumer.
The next order of business will be we need to really educate and train consumers how to cook fruits and vegetables. I know that sounds really simple, but that's a huge barrier.
And Daniel Traster, former chef of the Clinton White House, agrees that consumers today lack basic cooking and preparation skills.
The cooking skills aren't getting passed down from one generation to the next.
And Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack agrees with both of these sentiments, adding that the issue is costing farmers market opportunities.
We have an extraordinarily diverse population in the United States, and there are market opportunities to cater to specific ethnic tastes and needs. And as we see restaurants and grocery stores begin to expand that opportunity, it gets to Kathy's point, I may want to try that. But you know what? I'm a little bit concerned. I don't know how to fix that. So if I get a recipe or I get something that's easy to understand, I'm going to try it. I'm going to embrace it. That could potentially create a domestic market for that very product being grown.
Which is why the produce industry is working on getting more information out to consumers regarding the wide range of new fruits and vegetables, as well as the old standbys. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.